Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. I'm driving along this dual carriageway with green trees on both sides, driving under concrete bridges, grey-brown concrete bridges with a very grey sky above. It's a cloudy day. It's the 17th of June 2015, audio mode day 17. And I see ahead of me, as I started to record this boo, I suddenly saw ahead of me a forest of red brake lights, the traffic that is at standstill ahead of me. In fact, it's now behind me as well, crawling along as I enter the traffic jam. Listening to Roger Overall talking about the risk of keeling over and dying when you go out for a run, and that risk is certainly one that that I've been bearing in mind since the tragic death of Robin Williams, the American comedian, actor, who killed over and died after being out for a run last year, was it, I think. Definitely aware of that risk. Although I'm on the cross trainer, so at least I'm in the safety of my own home. I can stop at any moment. If I feel the need to, I can grab a drink, whatever I need to do, stop and just rest. And it's a low impact thing, but at least you've got complete control over the pace and the resistance and all that stuff. So that's why I've kind of taken the care to start off at a low resistance, even though it doesn't yield many calories of burn. At least you can feel that you're easing yourself in by going for lower resistance and let's be honest, shorter times. So I started off doing measuring it in calories is the easiest thing to do. So it seems like the most meaningful thing to do. So I started off by 150 calories or 140 calories or something, and I've just been edging up by about 5 calories a day, just to push, very gently push myself a little bit harder. And sometimes that means exercising for a bit longer, and sometimes it just means putting the resistance up to now 5. So I'm burning more calories in a shorter period of time, but then, and then as I try and do the next 5 calories on top, the time extends again. So it's a gentle, pushing myself gently. I have from time to time felt, have I pulled a muscle, or have I stretched? Not usually from the running, probably from doing something else in life, just bending over awkwardly or something, and you end up stretching a muscle that beyond where it's comfortable going or something, and then you end up with a bit of a twinge. So again, careful not to aggravate those, because I don't want to aggravate that and make it a real problem. So I hear so many people who do proper running, like Roger does, but there are various people that I hear that do running and injure themselves and have to keep running because they're in this thing, whatever they're doing, they have to keep running that and complete the race, complete the course, and they end up injuring themselves. And our dear friend BJ, who's injured himself from cycling, Definitely aware of that. I'm also thinking very much about midlife crisis, and I think on Audioboo does seem to be a great place for us 40-something white Caucasian males to come on here and pour our hearts out on our sleeves. That's a mixture of metaphors, isn't it? Never mind. You know what I'm talking about. I think the midlife crisis thing is some kind of existential kind of what is the point of me? What is the meaning? What is the meaning of me? And what am I doing here? What am I contributing? What have I achieved in life? You know, spent so much. Yeah, spent so much time as a young person, sort of looking forward to. When I grow up, I'll do this. And, I'll do that and I'll do this. And I guess you get to 40 something and you think, oh, I haven't done it yet. And I've done all this other stuff instead that I wasn't planning to do necessarily to do, or even anticipating that would need doing, like, you know, taking children to tap dancing classes and stuff. That wasn't kind of in my mind when I was, you know, a late teenager or whatever. So yeah, all this stuff happens, and stuff needs doing, and other stuff doesn't happen that maybe you wanted to do. But yeah, I don't know whether that's changed the way that people expressed that and experienced that has changed over the years. You know, you get the stereotypical image of some late 40s man going off with a young blonde on and having a big motorbike and leathers and all this stuff, and I don't know whether we express ourselves different ways these days, whether social media platforms like this enable men to express their existential angst as they. Because you climbed up the career ladder at work, and you've got to a certain level, and it's difficult to know what to do next, where to go next. You've got so many miles under the belt that to build upon. You've built a family, you've bought a house, maybe you've built a home, and the kids are very needy when you start off being a parent, and as they grow up, then their needs change, and I think one's identity, self-identity is, self-identity, is that tautology? The image one has of oneself and one's identity, maybe somehow appears to be lacking, and upon reflection, all of a sudden you think, well, what is there? And as you think, you know, as you tip over that curve, or the point, the apex, and you think, well, actually, now this is the downhill this is the downhill coming now for the rest of my life. And you think, well, okay, what have I got to, what can I do while I'm still near the apex? So yeah, you get the ones like us that can come onto Audioboo and express it here. So I'm laughing at myself, really. Not maybe with myself a bit, but mostly at myself for being so indulgent. God knows what the midlife crisis really is. Jana was right. I'll know once it's actually hit me. Jana's usually right about stuff. Why isn't the car switching off? Most annoying. Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.